couple of articles on this topic, one article on death on this topic, also when I was in the Rosenzweig, July Colel, my first summer after YU, at Colel in the Gardens, so he gave several awards on these topics, which he discussed accumulatively. We're not going to go at length, we're going to try to hit on the main topic. And what's great about the Gemara here is that we have a local Gemara in Mishnah, which is really a very difficult Gemara, and it also opens up the major issue in Sugya, which is the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bayis. We'll see how much we get into the Chabura, but if you can, I'd love for you to break three things. One, we'll focus on Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bayis, and two, we'll focus on the question of Sugya Begufo. And at the end of time, we'll talk a little bit at the end about the Shin Fu. And I'll have to think, you guys have not really seen our poems yet. We may not have time, so if that works out that way, that's all right. If so, we'll stick with it. So, the Gemara begins over here, Yvailim. Hasach Shashachta Mishari Lo Sashana Bashina Yvailim. Ah, the Gemara is asking, you have a Karba Pesach, is not the Zman of the Karba Pesach, and it's being shafted, but instead of being shafted with the Machshava of Shinui Kodesh, it's being shafted with the Machshava of Shinui Bayim. The question is, will this serve as enough of an Akira to be Machshir the Pesach Shalo Bismach? Now, it's a very difficult question, because the answer should be, no, what are you talking about? The whole idea of Pesach Shalo Bismach, which we discussed in the previous sermon, was this cannot be shafted as a Karbos Pesach. It should be shafted as a Shmach. And so the fact that you're doing, you're changing who the carbon is being shechted for, at the end of the day, it's still being shechted. It's a carbon shlomo. So how exactly can this serve as an akira? Now you see Rashi has a question, should the garrison of the Gemara be that it's after being shechted the Shema, right? It's being shechted the Shem Pesach of Shinui Bayim, or not, Rashi needs to take out that garrison. So either way, why would Shinui Bayim serve as an akira to save you for Karma Pesach after Shmuel? I need to change this from a Pesach to a Shlomo. And we saw that the Tzlach and the Iri has this as well. If you think that Pesach lo boy akira, that it changes by itself, then I don't, it doesn't matter what I think. But the whole question is about the Shem Karma. Why is Shinui Bayim even relevant? And there are three stages in the Gemara. And at none of these three stages does it seem like the Gemara says what it is actually supposed to say. Because first we have Rav Papa, and Rav Papa wants to equate Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bayim. He wants to say that just like Shinui Kodesh will match Shinui the Karban Pasach Lobizmano, so too Shinui Bayim will also be matched to the Karban Pasach Lobizmano. Very difficult to understand how that should work. Then Rava pushes back against Rav Papa, and Rava says, no, you can't say that. Right, what does Rava say? Bottom of Samach on the page. Slow. And then he goes through four differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bayim. Shinui Kodesh is Psuva Lufa, it's in all four Avodas, it applies to Ashramisa, it applies to the Karban Tzibur. But you take what Rava is saying, it doesn't sound like Rava just should have said the straight point, right? Our Papa says, Shinui Bayim will match the Karban Pesach, just like Shinui Kodesh. Rava should have said, what are you talking about? I need an Akira that would have one. Instead, he says, no, Shinui Kodesh is a much more powerful poser. What Rava really sounds like is it sounds just like what we had on the Gemara earlier on Samach and Beis, when Rav Dini and Rav Yirmiya argued about the relative power of Machshaves Lishmo versus Machshaves Shalo Lishmo as an Ogier. Remember, and Rav Dini wanted to say that they should work the same way. And Rabbi Yirmiya said, no, Machshava Shalo Lishmo is a much stronger Ogier because we have it all year round, for all Karbanos. And Machshava Shalo Lishmo, we only have by Pesach Shalo Bismach. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, Machshava Shalo Lishmo is a weaker Ogier than Machshava Shalo Lishmo. It sounds like Rava is saying the same thing over here, right? They're similar. Shinui Bayim maybe could have worked, but it just does not have the same wholesale power that Shinui Kodesh does, as is seen by these four differences. And then we have Rava's Maskana. Rava's Maskana also doesn't seem to say what we would think should be the kasha pshat in the sugya, right? What's Rava's Maskana? Amarava, Pasach, Shashach, the Rashari Mosa, Shana, Mashide, Bailim, drumroll, Nasak, Mishailo, Bailim, is not all possible. It's as if it was Shachter without any Bailim, and it was Shachter at its proper time and it's possible. That might be another way to sound like, what's the Psul? Psul is not the lack of Akira, but sounds like there is a post-cell here of Shinui Bailim. But that shouldn't be Rabba's response. It's kind of jarring, because Rabba just got finished talking about the difference in the level of post-cell between them, but why is Rabba telling me that the problem is that there are no Bailim, making it sound like there's a post-cell of Shinui Bailim? Parenthetically, going back to my grandson from earlier about the question of whether Shia Kodesh gets rid of the Shein Karbon, you could quote this Gemara as a riot, because it sounds like we're saying that Shinui Bailim gets rid of the Shein Bailim. But why is Rabba telling us that? Why doesn't Rabba just tell us there's no Akira? Soul should be Aru Pesach, Shalom Bezman. You look at Tosos, right, through Asa Nasa, and the Re asks that question right away. Came on the Re, lovely little neighbor Nasa, came on the Karti, Tafka, lay with the Pasal Mishun, the Aim, and Akira. You have not gotten rid of the Shein Karbon Pesach. That's it. I shouldn't need to invent a new school of Shinui Bailim. I should have the old school of this is a carbon Pesach, and I did not do an Akira to make it a Shlomin Chutz Lizman. So the Re says, enough about me. And really, you have to understand the way that what the Gemara is telling you, and he explains why Rava is worded kind of weirdly, is that actually that's what Rava meant. Rava really meant there's no Akira from Shinui Bailim. Right, so what we're waiting for to have in the entire sugya, where is the Amora going to get up and say that Shinui Bailim clips the spinal wide earth for that work? I need an Akira and a carbon Pesach, and I just don't have one from Shinui Bailim. The Re says, don't worry, that is exactly what Rabbi was saying in the Maskana Sagamar. The Doha in the Gemara aside, that is what the Re says. And if that's true, then this opens up one major way to understand the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. If we assume that there's no Akira, it's not even shy to talk about it. Right? So what is the Re telling? That's what's telling us. Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are two fundamentally different things. Shinui Kodesh focuses on the Shein Karbon, while Shinui Bailim just focuses on the role of the Bailim, which really is the Kashrut Pshat, right? These are just two different and distinct issues. It's not shy to talk about an Akira of the Shein Pesach. The Shein Karbon and the Bailim are two totally different things. Now, once you say that, right, once you learn the Maskana Sagamar the way the Re does, so now you can go back into some of the earlier Gemaras, and the truth is that this really works, this can work pretty nicely with what the Gemara said earlier. We'll see what some of the Rishonim did say. Right, because this really would be, maybe this is the Machlokas of your Papa and Rava. Papa wants to say Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are similar. We'll explain what that means in a couple of minutes. Rava says, no. What do you mean? Shinui Kodesh is a problem in the Shein Karbon, and Shinui Bailim is a separate problem in the Bailim. And those four things that Rava was presenting really were just nafkamina of the fact that Shinui Bailim focuses on the Bailim rather than on the Karbon. Right? It's really just four, it's not, I'm showing you that it's a more powerful here. It's Rava just trying to show him that these are working on fundamentally different tracks. So let's go through all four. The first one that Rava said was, Shinui Kodesh is Psulo Begufo, while Shinui Bailim is not. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Shemach Shavto Al Atzlo Shel Karbon. When it comes to Shinui Kodesh, you're thinking about the Karbon itself, as opposed to Shinui Bailim, where you're thinking about something which is totally off onto the side. Right? Rabbi Nachman also something even more, a little bit more radical. He says, Naaseh Shinui Begufo B'Zevachat. It sort of sounds like you're actually making a real change in the Karbon. Naaseh Shinui Begufo B'Zevachat. You're actually accomplishing a change in the Karbon itself. Yeshno v'dal avodos. So Rashi explains that when it comes to Shinui Bailim, Bailim only connect to the Karbon at Zrita. Now, Well, in the next Sunday, we'll talk about Shalom Ochla, Shalom Nuya, and what is the relationship between those and Shemibayla, because here Rashi says something very important. Rashi says Shalom Nuya is the same as Shemibayla. So Rashi thinks that when it comes to the Karban Pesach, the Bayla are also connected to the Karban at the moment of Shvita, because the Karban is primarily for Avila. That will be super, super important for Karban Pesach. But for now, just focusing on the general relationship between Shin Kodesh and Shinei Bailim, so Rashi is telling us, Shinei Bailim, focus on the Bailim. They're only relevant to Kapara, to Zrika, one exception, Karban Pesach, but they're also relevant to Shvit. And Rabbeinu Hanano, who seems to go one step farther and says that for Karban Pesach, they're really only relevant to Shvit. Right? But that, just again, going through the Chilukim that Rabbah makes, it all fits very nicely. Yeshno ben Zibor kibiyachin. So that's just the truth is, I mean, it wasn't even so clear what was such a big deal in terms of the difference of the oak here between Yeshno ben Zibor kibiyachin. Rashi just explained, you can't find any potency in Shinei Bailim by carbon zibor, because everyone is a Bible of a carbon zibor. So it's a little bit difficult to understand if you think about it. If we learn Rava saying Shinei Kodesh is a more powerful potency than Shinei Bailim, the Haraya, Yeshno but Sibor Kibiyafet. Yeshno Sibor Kibiyafet doesn't actually tell me about the nature of Shnei Kodesh versus Shnei Bailim. There's just no hypothesis, no case where you have a carbon Sibor, the Yishef of Shnei Bailim. Because anybody who Yishefed for will be the Bailim. Right? I would have Yishefed for a guy. Actually, just don't ask that question, because we need someone who is the Kleve Kapar Kamoso, which hopefully we'll talk about in the group. Right, but if we think of this as just Rava, it's just pointing out, but not me, it's just showing you that Shinei Bailim focused on the role of the Bailim rather than on the carbon itself, then that is also understandable. And then the right, also Yashna Lachamisa, we're just focusing on the role of the Bailim. Okay, so that is the one main Mahalach in the whole Sugya. I have two different psulim, right? They're operating in two different tracks. Don't even talk to me about Akira. You see why Shinei Bailim only is relevant to Zrika and maybe to Shvita. It all fits right now. The polar opposite is the view of the Rambam. Right? The Rambam does not think that Shinei Bailim is one trap focusing on the owner of the carbon, and Shinei Kodesh is the only psul focusing on the carbon itself. The Rambam clearly thinks that these are basically one Shinei Bailim and Shinei Kodesh are extremely closely related. Let's just first talk out the idea, what does this concept mean, and then we'll go through some of the evidence. Because the way to re-understand it, it's just that's out. If someone had to ask me what the psul was, right, I would say the way to re-understand it. Makes a lot of sense. The way the Rambam apparently understands Shinei Kodesh and Shinei Bailim is that when we talk about a karma, we should not only think of the Shein Karban, whether it's Olas Hatzos Shlamim Asher. Essential to the identity of the Karban is also who is the Bailim. Don't, right, you have Betzi Shlamim. Don't just call that Betzi Shlamim. You call that Betzi Ruvain's Shlamim. Essential to the identity of the Karban is also who is the Bailim, right? That's Reuven's Chatas, that's Reuven's Shlamim, that's Reuven's Asher. That is, there are two parts to the Karban's identity. Truth is, the Rambam, it's just a whole that. From a Machshava perspective, that's very interesting. The idea that, probably a lot to say, think about it, the idea that a person is inherently connected to the Karban, how do we see the Rambam do this? What is the proof that the Rambam thinks that Shinei Kodesh and Shinei Bailim are very closely related, and both of them relate to the overall Shein Karma? Well, first of all, he always has them together. And we parak Maisel Karbanos Parak Daled, Shulgashim Parak Gimel, Shulgashim Parak Besvav. He has them together again and again and again. It's like whenever he introduces one, he always has to introduce. Rosenzweig points out that not only that, but the Rambam even creates a new category, right? he has a new name for both psulim together. The Rambam invents a term called Shinui Hashem, which includes both Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Baile. Those are both examples of Shinui Hashem. So the truth is, it's like that's black and white, right? Changing the name, meaning you change the name of the karban, either through calling it an Ashen and Linen as a Chatas, or you change the name of the karban by calling it Shimon's Chatas when it's actually Ruben's Chatas. It's like black and white. The Rambam does that. Creating a new term, Shinui Hashem. Another Ha'ari he made, which is very interesting, the Rav Vaz makes the same point as well, is that the Rambam quotes, you know, I said be careful with this, but the Rambam quotes only one pasuk for the psulim of Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Baile. He quotes one pasuk for them together, and all of a sudden he quotes, he happens to quote the Gemara, the pasuk, which the Gemara in Zachon Nafalid uses to learn the psulim of Shinui Baile. Zevach Tadash Lamach. And the Gemara says, ah, that's a pasuk about Shinui Kodesh. But we already have a pasuk for Shinui Kodesh. So, if Eno Indi, Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Indi, the Shinui Baile, I already have a pasuk for Shinui Kodesh. So the Gemara says, ah, Eno Indi Lezeh, Shinui Indi Lezeh. So first of all, if you do it in Eno Indi, so it follows the reason that these two psukim are linked, right? Because it's like super random otherwise to just go from Shinui Kodesh to Shinui Baile. And it suggests that when the Rambam deliberately chooses the pasuk, which of any marker you could choose, most strongly emphasizes the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Baile, right? Because this was the pasuk which we would have used for Shinui Kodesh. Emanuel and Shinui Kodesh already have one. Tenei Emanuel and Shinui Baile. So the Rambam just quotes that one pasuk to cover both, right? And the most dramatic point for the Rambam, thinking that the two of them are the same, or very, very closely, is that the Rambam, in the face of, you know, at least three different Gemaras, says that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Baile both apply to all four Avodot. Right? They're basically undeniable. Right? So the main point that Rashi Bala Tosfos would make, Shinui Baile only is relevant to the Baile, and that's why we only see it by Zerika, where there's Kapara, maybe Shchita for Karban Pesach. The Rambam says, I just don't. That's true. I think that Shinui Baile applies to all four avodas, just like Shinui Kodesh does. And if this is about changing the overall shame karban, rather than just focusing on the narrow role of the Baile, then that makes a lot of sense. Now, we should take a couple of minutes just to understand where the Rambam is getting some of this from, because it does sound like our Gemara is extremely against it on two levels. One, on the level of Rebbe is literally getting up, making general chilukim between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Baile. And two, there's a straight-up stima, because our Gemara does say that Shinui Kodesh is yeshka v'dal avodos, while Shinui Baile is not. So we should just appreciate a few other things. Rosai likes to talk about the global evidence. So there's a number of points in Shas that the Rambam can be taken. We'll address those, and then we'll see what he might do with our Gemara. First of all, we have the Emeinu. Right, that we darshin, we just say, it's kind of unclear, rushing about it. So, the Gemara says, you know, if I don't have a pasuk for Shinui Kodesh, I'm just going to go straight from there to Shinui Baile. Closer Shinui Baile and Shinui Kodesh are, easier that is to understand. Maybe more importantly, you know, we saw the first Tosfos in Tzfatim. The first Tosfos in Tzfatim was very bothered, because the Gemara and Daf Dalet, like, jumps off to the races by asking Shinui Baile Minalan. And the Gemara assumes it's obvious that we know what Shinui Baile is. But Tosfos asks, Shinui Baile, at the Kar Shmei. We're in Zatham Dachal. We just started learning Kachrim 3 Lava. And the Mishnah only talked about Shinui Kodesh. So we had a Mishnah about Shinui Kodesh. Then we had Dachbez Dach Gimel, beginning of Dachal, talking about Shinui Kodesh. All's well and good. And then all of a sudden, we're like, why is that no? Shinui Baile be knowledge. Shinui Baile on the Kar Shmei. I don't know what Shinui Baile is. Right? So Rashi and one day, first day of Tosfos says, the Gemara assumes that you know all of the Sachem Sachem Mishnayos, which you probably should. You should know the Mishnayos and Sachem, but it really requires the Sachem. And what we're actually doing is we're referencing a Mishnah way later on in the Sachem. We have to go all the way to the end of the fourth paragraph, Daf Mem Vav, where there's that Mishnah which says that every carbon has to be shechted, the shame zebach and the shame zoveach, right, for the sake of the carbon, for the sake of the owner, along with the other four mashalos, the shame Hashem, the shame Isha, the shame Reth, and the shame Nifat. So it says, Rashi says, right, the Gemara, Anakalin, is just anticipating the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. But still, it's very strange. You know, this is such a fundamental psul, shinei pilot, the Gemaras are launching into the middle of the beginning of Masechta. Why would Yudah Nasi make such a split? Why would we begin the first parak by talking about shinei kodesh, then take a very long break, and then wait until the very, very end, which is the last Mishnah of the fourth parak, to like circle back and come back to shinei pilot? It's very difficult. So Tosus has another suggestion, and this probably is the way that the Rambam learned Mishnah as well. No problem. The Mishnah, at the beginning of Zachim, which talks about a carbon being shechted, or kolas vachim shenisuchu shalom lishman. What does shalom lishman mean? It means both shinei kodesh and shinei pilot, right? That idea of the all-encompassing shinoi hashem. That is what the Mishnah is talking about. Now, some of the pratim that the Mishnah talks about are pratim of shinoi kodesh. Some of the details there as the Mishnah fleshes it out, but that first statement of the Mishnah is a global statement that if you shech the carbon with the wrong shinei kodesh or shinei pilot, it's something possible because both of these are focused upon the overall identity of the carbon. One other piece that really helps support the Rambam is a sugya we did a couple of weeks ago. We did a sugya of Machashvin Me'avoda Le'avoda. Machlokas, or Yotam, or Shlakas, we saw the Gemara Zachan, Achas, Achas, if you shechted Almanas to do the Zrika, so it's a Chatas, and I shecht the Chatas with intent to do the Zrika as an Asher. So Rish Lakas thought that was Kasher, Yotam thought that was possible. Where does it come from that it's possible? So, actually, I think later on, that first Gemara is a Pigle. What?
Yeah,
exactly. Then the Gemara says Shemayel. So the Karnor throws a flag. Karnor says, hold on a second. So we're learning Mechashmi Avoda Avoda of Shinoi Kodesh from the fact that there's Mechashmi Avoda Avoda for Shinoi Bailim. Hold on a second. Where did Shinoi Bailim originally come from? Shinoi Kodesh. Right? The Gemara had a Oinyan. So how could it be that Shinoi Bailim comes from Shinoi Kodesh, and then it learns back, right? And then just like we have Nachash Avod Lavoda by Shinoi Bailim, so too we have Nachash Avod Lavoda by Shinoi Kodesh. So it's a big problem. Now I don't know what the Rambam is going to do with the whole Gemara, but that's a line, that's a kasha, which really helps highlight the fact that the Rambam is coming at it totally differently. So right, these two are just coming from the same. Okay, now at the end of the day, what does it do with our Gemara, which does say that you can shaft, right, that you have Yeshna of the Dal Avodos when it comes to Kodesh, but not when it comes to Shinoi. So, in fairness, we should note that this is kind of strange. It is a bit of a strange line on Gemara. The Harai Rashi has explained it, right? Rashi tells us, where exactly does this come from? Yeshna of the Dal Avodos. After all, Shinoi Bailim doesn't apply to all four avodos. The Gemara and Zachin do darshan out. You have Shinoi Bailim by all four avodos. That's the Gemara and Dav also. Then the Gemara, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, had a real head scratch over there. A minute after it told us that Shinoi Bailim applies to all four avodos, it said, Shinoi Kodesh is by all four avodos, and Shinoi Bailim is not. So Rashi says, okay, you need to know. You might just know all your Zachin. Go to Zachin that. Rav Ashi is the line over there, where Rav Ashi says that Shinoi Bailim, right, that Mechashim, discussion, and Rav Ashi says that you have Shinoi Bailim only if you do it al menaslis. In other words, you can have Shinoi Bailim for all four avodas in terms of when you are thinking, you are shofet, you are rakaba, you are kohen, but it must be al menaslis. Now, it's not clear where Rashi gets that. It's nothing on the Mishnah, it's not on the Braisa, there's no drasha. It's he says it. So the Netziv, that the Rambam thinks that Ravashi is the local Elvis. Why is, you can't just make that up, right? Why does he think the Ravashi is the local Elvis, huh? Because the Netziv says there was a very interesting Gemara a little bit earlier in the Masechta. So Korban Chatos is brought for many Karbanos, for many Averos, right? So, what do we think? We didn't know anything. If a Kohen had a Korban Chatos, and he said, this is a Chatos, this was a Chatos for Achilas Dam. And the Kohen says, I'm bringing this Korban Chatos for Achilas Chayim. We think that's a problem with that. But Shia Kodesh means you take a chatas and you make it an olma, you make it an asha. The Gemara there, it actually, I don't think that it's it pointed this out, we realize this is Seder. It's actually, what's the name of Akhobri the Rabbah, was it? I forget. It was Rabbah's says to Rav Ashi that, after the Gemara has all back and forth, the Gemara says, no, the Maskana, if you shaft the carbon, chatas, with any deviation, it could be a bigger deviation in the world of chatas, so, for example, you have a chatas or a veira, and you shaft it for the chatas that the Nesiim brought when they had the Chanukah and Mishkan, but even, you say, it says at the end of the Gemara, even chatas dam, l'shem chatas chila, is going to be possible. Right? That's what Rav Sen says to Rav. So the Netziv says, hold on a second. If that's true, if we're saying that you can have shinui kodesh by saying a carbon chatas that is brought for a veira of dam is going to be a shinui, if you go to a carbon chatas that is brought for the avera of chayda, then that clearly shows us that the shame carbon is not just whether it's a chatas, but also the avera it's being brought for. And once the avera that it is being brought for is part of the shame carbon, it is very, very reasonable that the bailim is also part of the shame carbon. Because what's the idea? The carbon chayitz being brought for Reuven's avera of chaylev. How can we focus the carbon on the kapara for the specific avera without the bailim? It was Reuven's avera of chaylev versus an avera of dam. So once we say that you have shinui kodesh, if the carbon is the same, it's still a chatas, but it's being machaper for the wrong avoda, it is extremely reasonable that we're also going to say that Shinui Bailim is there as well. What? What did I say? Avoda. That is going to be exactly Rama Vira. Then we're going to say it for the Bailim as well. Right? And the Rama Paskins, that Gemara, that sounded like that Gemara was leading to help us up. So we learned from that Gemara that the Avira is part of the carbon, the Bailim are part of the carbon. Do not define the carbon by just as international or a chatas. It is Reuven's chatas for dam. And if you look in the Rambam, Shulam HaKash and Tetzvah Gimel, so he goes through all three, right? So you have this idea of Shina Hashim. And he says, the carbon has to be brought for the right Shane carbon, and it has to be brought for the right chet, and it has to be brought for the right bite. And if none of those, it's going to be possible if it's a chatas. So that's the suggestion that Netziv has there in the Merom Yisrael. Right, and then one more point from the Rambam is that the Rambam is really going to have an easier time with the Maskana of our Gemara. Because we're bothered with the Maskana of our Gemara, right? Why is the Gemara bringing in a post-sale of Shinui Bailin? The Gemara should just say, I needed an Akira and I didn't have one. So Tosos re-met our Gemara. Tosos, yeah, that's what the Gemara meant. The Gemara really meant you needed Shinui Kodesh. You didn't have Shinui Kodesh, you only had Shinui Bailim, so that's why the carbon is going to be possible. But the Rambam is going to say, no, the Rambam goes out of his way to quote the last line of our Gemara. If the Re was writing Rambam, he would not have quoted the exact Lashon at the end of our Gemara, because the Re has to totally rewrite the end of our Gemara, right? So if he was rewriting the Gemara, he would have just rewritten the Gemara the way he wanted to say. But the Rambam is going to say, no, Rava makes a lot of sense, because what is the idea? You know, this gets into a little bit of the weeds of Pesach after Zadok, but it is going to be, you were allowed to shaft the carbon Pesach with Shein Shlomo. But you were not allowed to shaft it for the wrong way, right? And in the wrong zman, the Mashava, the Osel of Shein Kodesh, was legal. You can shaft this Pesach as a Shlomo, but the Osel of Shein Ha'il was legal. So, right, he's not going to be, he's never going to give that answer of, we need an Akira, it's out there. Because the truth is, Shein Ha'il, if all you needed was Akira, then Shein Ha'il could have provided the Akira. The problem is, then is it, it's going to be an illegal Posel, right? Achar Zmano, or you know, Shalom Zmano, the Posel that's allowed is the Shein Karo, because this cannot be brought as a Karo Pesach anymore, it has to be brought as a Shalom. That doesn't allow you to change the Ha'il, the same good old Ha'il we've had 2 weeks ago. So that's how. So that's another piece that the Rambam will.
So what exactly is happening? Or you have mind, but doesn't function.
So it's complicated. This gets the tzlach all hung up, and I don't want to get into the details of it. But the kitzur of it is that probably not. I don't think so. It still does retain a shein karo pesach, but it can be shefted for the sake of shlamim, but it doesn't need an explicit shema to be shafted as a shlamim. In other words, the basic question is, when we say Pesach Shalom Bezman of Lobo Yakira, does that mean that the carbon has changed into a shlamim and therefore Lobo Yakira? Or does that mean, no, this still is a carbon Pesach, but the reality that it's being shafted, Shalom Bezman, means that it does not need an explicit lishma to be a carbon shaman, right? If you go back to the original idea of the prisoner of Hattish, it was the idea of stumble lishma. Stumble lishma was the idea of the destiny of the carbon. Well, Lachar Zmano, the destiny of the carbon changes.
But I thought the carbon was only for Zmano.
It could be, I hear you. Rambam could argue, but it's hard to say. There's so little time.
Rambam never made a distinction before between, he never said what Tosaf said, that it's got to be dafka after before. Rambam never said it. For the Rambam, it sounds like it's true all year round. Before and after.
Look, the truth is, right, does it have the destiny of Rambam Pesach right now? Right now, it can't grow as a Rambam Pesach. So, it's a whole thing. I mean, there's a, it's complicated. The Rishon Zalman has like 3 pages long on this, but I don't want to get into it because he has the Maschani gets this kind of essay. But that's the basic point to take away is that the way the Re had to rewrite the last line of the Gemara, the Rambam was never going to do that, and the Rambam doesn't do that. Right? The Rambam would never think that Shinui Bailin lacks Akira, which is how the Re understood the Gemara. So that's why the Rambam doesn't need to rewrite the Gemara with the past.
It's just curious, because the Rambam, on the one hand, is possibly the end of the Gemara. On the other hand, he thinks that the assumption in the first part of the Gemara is wrong. Right? So it's like a strange thing.
Right, at least one of Rambam, yes.
Because in the Rambam, that part of the Gemara is not true.
Right, right. So the fact that he does not like some of Rambam's Lamedes, but he likes Rambam's Maskana, is...
Yeah, but as long as we agree with some of those points. Like there's four things, as long as...
No, but Rava's whole hanacha, that there is a fundamental difference, whether it's two differences or four differences, the Rava totally doesn't buy that. Rava thinks that is a leap of the Gemara in Tzvachma and Daf Dalet, and it's not a leap of the Gemara. It's rejected.
Right.
Isn't that fulfilled by the Dalet voice issue? But the other issues are still different.
No, the general thrust of Rava was... Your papa wants to be mashmash in a bad shape, right? And Rava comes in and says, no, these are different tzulim. A, B, C, D. These are the different. Right? So that line, and the Re is very happy with that, right? That's why the Re rewrites the end of Rava, so, which is a very difficult thing to do. One of the things that's going to help the Re is that it rewriting the end of Rava does fit better with what Rava had at the beginning. Right, so before, Rava is going to say that all those four things were just shown in Afkamina between the difference between focusing on the shame karma and focusing on the shame bite. So then that's how you can read all as one hash. If you read the Rabbi Pshuto at the end, then yeah, it doesn't really fit with Rabbi at the beginning. And Rabbi and the Rabbi rejects Rabbi on the top of Samachalpa and he keeps Rabbi at the end of Samachalpa. So that's you know, you're gonna have to live with the problem. Either the Rambam was going to live with just rejecting Rabbi Zohar Lundis. I like Rabbi's Maskana, but I don't like Lundis beforehand. Maybe the read, and you're going to say, I love Rabbi's Lundis, I love Rabbi's Maskana, even though the Maskana is not what the Gemara really seems to say. So let's just talk about a couple of possible nafkaminim between these two basic mahalas, right? The basic mahala of the read, that Shin Bailim is different from Shin Kodesh, it's focusing on the Bailim, it's focusing on Shin Karban, versus the Rambam, that these are both forms of Shinui Hashem. It's, think of this as, it's Ruvain's Chatas. And if I shaft the Shalom Hashem Chatas, or I shaft the Shalom Hashem Ruvain, those are both affecting the fundamental identity of the Karban. So three Nachmanim, which I think, definitely the first one, actually I think all these rooms pointed out. So one is the question of Isser Lishmini. What is that? You shaft the carbon with the wrong Mashab. Can I now do the other Avodos with the wrong Mashab as well? Do we say that, hey, the carbon, let's say it's a carbon ola. So the carbon ola, it's already dead on arrival. It's kasher lo ola. So after I shaft an ola sholishma, can I do the kabbalah sholishma? Who cares? What is it? It's already kasher lo ola. So Rabbi on Daf Beis Aleph, literally the first Daf and Tafel, says, no, you cannot do that. For Shin Kodesh, you cannot do that, right? Now, what about Shinui Bailim? The Merkabas HaMishnah, the Merkabas HaMishnah, he's trying to be Yashav the Rambam, so it's a very, very difficult issue. But the Merkabas HaMishnah, the excellent suggestion is very interesting. He suggests that when it comes to Shinui Bailim, you will be allowed to have Machshavas Shalom L'Shem Ruvain after the Shkita. If you did a Shkita Almanas Lizrach Shalom L'Shem Ruvain, so you do that for the Kabbalah as well. Now this makes sense if we think of Shinui code going back to the basic Brisk Rav, Shalom L'Shem Ruvain. Remember the Brisk Rav asks, you have to always have this in mind. Oh, so good. This is going to be super, super important for the Hamshach of the Gemara. We've got Shlolo Hashalmi. Rav asks, we need to say, whenever we have a psul, is this an active posel, or is there just a lack of Lishma? The Rav wanted to argue, there is an active posel of Shlolo Lishma by Kachi. So if you have a real chelik between Shnei Kodesh and Shnei Kodesh, it is possible. One could, stipulate that Shinui Kodesh is a posel, while Shin Bailim is just a lack of Hashem. You were supposed to have the Bailim in mind, and you failed to do so. If that is true, then the Merkabas HaMishnah's idea about Esul Shmude is pretty understandable. Because they'll say, why is it Aser? Why is it Aser to have Machshava Shalom L'Shma after I already ruined the car? Think, because that's there's an active post of there, right? It is a bad ingredient that you are putting into the carbon. So the fact that the carbon is already kasha malala is not going to allow you to keep on putting in this bad ingredient. But if the problem of Shin and Bailim is just the Bailim were supposed to be there and now they're not, it's just an absence. So okay, if they're not there, then it's not there, right? You're not adding any, you're not adding anything else into the picture. On the other hand, Rosa quotes a Sefer HaMatzliach, which I never heard of. The Sefer HaMatzliach is quoted, the Frank at the end of the Frank Rambam to have that, what's it called? Before the Matzliach.
Sefer HaLikutin,
right? Like, I don't know where they get these stuff. It's like, this collection of Mefarshim on the Rambam, so there's a...
How did they decide what goes in the Sefer HaLikutin?
And what goes in the Matzliach? Yeah, it is a tradition, I don't know.
Very good.
But so the Sefer HaMatzliach, he says, Shin Bailim, Shin Kodesh, the same thing. A guy is shafting a carbon. So Shkita is, there are two steps. Right? You have to shaft one simon, and then you shaft the other simon. Tana and the Vesha. So if the Kogin Shas Takana Shalol Lishma, so can he Shas the Vesha Shalol Lishma? So the Sefer Mitzvah says, ah, you know, you may, he doesn't have to say all this, but this is the Sefer. You may have thought that depends. If he shats the Kana for Shina Kodesh, so if he wants to do the Vashet also Shina Kodesh, Zayg is like, what difference to me, right? He did Shalom Lishma. Yeah, it's the Shluya. You can't do the next Avodah Shalom Lishma. But this Avodah, you already did Shalom Lishma. So you want to do Shina Kodesh, you did Shina Kodesh on the Vash, on the Kana, go by to do Shina Kodesh on the Vash as well. What about Shina Bailey? Right? Can the Kohen shat the Kana, Mashana Shina Kodesh? You can't obviously. If the Kohen shats the Kana of Mashav Shnei Kodesh, will he be allowed to shat the Zveshet, the same Shnei Bayit? Well, if I think of these as different schools, the answer is going to be, absolutely not. Right? You put in one school, now you want to put in another school, no way. But the same thing says for the Rambam, that since Shnei Kodesh and Shnei Bayit are really one of the same, you could do Shina Bailim in the second half of the Avodah, because that is doing Shina Bailim in the second stage is the same as doing Shina Kodesh in the second stage, because it's all one Machshava of Shinoi Hashim. Okay, so that's one topic to talk about, the question of Yisr L'Shinoi. Second Nachmanida, and this is one which will be, a lot of folks on the next sugya, is the question of if you do machshavas lishma v'shalo lishma, can you have both machshavas lishma? So are the Mishnayos are you going to tell us that here there's a difference? Shinoi kodesh, it's possible, right? We saw if you shafted this of the Gemara's on south face, I quoted this. If I shafted a carbon l'shem asham u l'shem chatas, so that was possible. Right, the Shama Shalom Shema was possible, as opposed to all of Sulim for Karma Pesach. Right, that's going to be the Mishnah coming up. The Ochlav and Shalom Ochlav is Kasher. The Menuyah and Shalom Menuyah is Kasher. The Arelim and the Mulim is as Kasher. The easiest way to understand that is that Shina Kodesh will understand like the Kriya. Shina Kodesh is a post-sale. So as long as there's a post-sale present, the carbon is possible. Masha'inki, those other special deen of my carbon pasach, it's not a wholesale of shalom v'ochlav, never if the guy needs to go to the dentist. You just have to have ochlim in mind. So as long as there are ochlim, the presence of shalom ochlim is not going to be a problem. Well, the Sfas Emes in our Gemara is going to suggest, and this is going to come out of the question, what is the difference between shinoi bailin versus shalom menuyav, because they sound like exact same thing, right? Who's in the kabur? Who's the karman?
I'm listening very carefully.
Okay.
Your hand on this.
It's a little bit of pressure. But the shem of the sasemis is just going to suggest that the shema, the shalom shema, is only a problem for shnei kodesh and not for shnei bailim. You want to know how on earth the menuyah and shalom menuyah is kasher, which the Mishnah says that the baila, the shalom baila, is pasul? Answer, that's not true. The baila, the shalom baila, is kosher. And that is how, let's say, Rashi can tell us that shalom nuyam and shalom baila are the exact same thing. That's what Tzvah Semitz suggests, right here in our Gemara. Which only makes sense if we think of shina baila and shina kodesh as fundamentally different than Allah, what we said before. One is a fundamental post-sale of the carbon, and one on something totally extraneous related to the baila. You can say that for Rashi. You definitely cannot say that for the Rambam. I mean, sure enough, the Rambam does say black and white, right? So the question that applies to the generic category of Hashem, both Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim. Okay. Just a couple more. One, this is really a good piece for the Rambam. The Gemara told us, right, the Gemara never bothered by, said that Shinoi Bailim focuses on the Zvi. An explanation that Rishon gave was, the Zrika is where the Bailim get kapara. So you can predict immediately, Achronim are going to ask, okay, So we're saying the Shita Bailam in Zrika, because the Bailam get kapara in the Zrika. Well, what if I could find a case where there is a Zrika with no kapara? The Shita Bailam is only for a Zrika because of kapara, then what if there is a Zrika with no kapara? The Rishonim will have a very difficult time explaining why. That's the Shita Bailam. So the Grizz brings up two different cases. One is the question of something called Tvimas Etzvot, right? What happens when you bring the carbon to the carbon chatas? So we know, you shaft the carbon, that's the first avoda. You catch the blood kabal, that's the second avoda. You bring the blood to Mizbeach, that's the third avoda. And then you throw the blood onto Mizbeach. But how do you throw the blood onto Mizbeach? Well, you dip your finger into the bowl, and then you sprinkle the blood. So this action of tefilas etzba, the Gemara, I think it's enough, Yimel and Tzachim, had a discussion, what exactly is it? We ask that tefilas etzba is part of Zrika. Now, there is no kapara for tefilas etzba, right? The kapara is going to be when he actually sprinkles the blood on the Zrika. So the Grizz wonders, could you have Shinui Bailam in tefilas etzba? Or are we going to have to invent, a huge chilek and say fine print, even though the Gemara says that tefilas etzba is part of Zrika, fine print, the famous psul of Zrika, Shinui Bailam, only applies an actual sprinkling that doesn't apply to the tefilas etzba. If you're Rashi, then you have to ask about that, but if you're the Rambam, none of this gets off the ground, because we're not focused on the kapara per se, we're focused on the overall shape carbon. The Grizz also are trying to find this back, but I didn't put another Marco Golos, because Rosa was quoting this from the Sefer Likute HaGrizz, which I remember having seen before, like it's Pogol and Yerushalayim, but I couldn't find it on the Hotzer or on the Bar Ilan, so we'll see for about that. But the Grizz asked a lot. Kapara? Okay, Shin Bailo is like for Kapara. I think we talked about this in Seder. What Kapara is there in Kramish? The Grizz isn't true. The Grizz says it's not so pashit, but it's halal.
That's why this is found in the Sefer that you can't find.
Why there should be Shin Bailo for Rishon? So Kapara. Now, Kol Shekein, Bechor, and Ma'aser Bahima. Where, Shlomo, at least you can answer, I'm a little surprised if there is an answer to this. Shlomo, there's a Ritzui element, there's a whole kirva between the Bailo and the Roshal, but Bechor and Ma'aser, you can certainly ask this question. And there is no real role of the Bailo in Bechor and Ma'aser. There's no Ritzui, there's no Kapara. So the Grizz is bothered by this. The Rambam, Eric Grant, on behalf of the lawyer for Rashi, tells us Eric Grant is not very good. But the Rambam, the Grizz, the Rambam certainly is not being bothered. Okay. And then one more question to ask. This does not really fit so neatly into this basic Hakira we're asking about the relationship between Shem Kodesh and Bailam. But it's just very, very interesting anyway, because we got to see the Mishnah, and this was on the Marco Polo, it's a very important Mishnah. When we first talked about the Gemara, Gemara. So the Mishnah, the Pshat in Rava, when Rava first said you can't compare Shnei Kush and Bailam, because these four things. So we said the easy way to understand Rava initially was to compare this to the Rabbi Yirmiya discussion earlier in the Gemara, and say the point is Shnei Bailam is a weaker posel than Shnei Kush. So the Mishnah Lamela, and this will only be relevant if you do not learn like the Rambam, you do not think that these are exactly the same. But when we say that... if we say that Shinui Bailam only possible the Zrika, what is the halakha if you just check the Moshava Shinui Bailam? According to Rashi Tov. Is the carbon going to be kasha legamri, or suggests the Mishnah Lamela? Maybe it will be kasher below alu lebayim. What is the lumpness of the suggestion the Mishnah Lamela is making? So the way the Gemara Yashu Talakodos versus the Machzoli Monavoda. So works in Yeshafta, but Shinibayim is only going to be possible if Yeshafta did al mas litzer kam shalosh. So the Mishnah Melech asks, this is after, right, the Mishnah Melech first, this is that Mishnah Melech at Esfabala, where he says, I'm reading these Rambams, the Rambam sounds like he's putting Shinibayim and Shinibayim together. It's very strange, I don't know what to do with the other Gemaras. But then the Mishnah Melech says, okay, I'm going to throw a question. If you just do Shlita, or you just do Kabbalah, or you just do Halacha, Shalo al nas lizu, right, according to those Rishonim, according to that Gemara, are we sure it's kasher legamri, or maybe it is kasher v'lo avo? In other words, maybe the idea is shinoi bailin is kind of similar to kodesh, but it's just a weaker bosa. It's a weaker bosa. There's a chat the Rebbe was telling the prophet. Right? Not a fundamentally it's only the gad the bailin and bailin are totally irrelevant to shinoi. Maybe think of it as a weaker post-sale, and if it is a weaker post-sale, so maybe it only has the potential to possibly carbon by Srika, but it will be kosher below al-Zubaylin by the other. That's a suggestion of the Rishonim makes. Again, it doesn't neatly fit into the Rambam versus the Rishonim, the Rashi Tosfos, because Rashi Tosfos did sound like they were focusing on the role of the Bailin exclusively. The truth is, right, that if you understand a little bit differently, the Rabbi was saying, Shein Kodesh is a post-sale, and Shein Bailim is a post-sale. This one is a weaker post-sale than the other, then this question maybe could get off in here. Now, we have to see, well, this will segue for a couple of minutes to the other main sequence to cover, the question of Sulo Bikufi, right? So until now, we have one basic Hakira, right? We have Rashi and Palitos on one side telling us that Shein Kodesh and Bailim are fundamentally different. One is focusing on Karban, one is focusing on the Bailim, all sorts of nafamina. It's only going to apply to the Srika being the biggest one of them. And the Rambam saying no. You have to think of this as one composite identity of the carbon. It is Reuven's carbon tapas. So Bein Shechting and Lashem Asha, Bein Shechting and Lashem Shlomim. That's really basically the same thing. And that's what the Rambam applies it to all four avodas. And we saw a couple of other nafamina.
And the last point that you wanted to make is that you're saying that according to Mishnah Melech, on the tzad that it's kosher b'lo'alu, you're saying it's more known to being related to Shina Kodesh because it's more of a watered-down version.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Alternatively, it could just be an independent soul, right? Rashi Tosfos will say it's an independent soul, and it has its own rules. It's not, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Rashi Tosfos
right.
said it.
Oh, so we just take a step back and ask, because this is definitely comes up in our Gemara, what is the nature of the, of this this psul, across the board? Our Gemara said that there's a question of psulo b'kufa, which we kind of understood. Okay, it's like inherent to the karban. And the Gemara said, well, on the other hand, both Shinei Kodesh and Shinei Bailim are machshavos be'al. So, yes, we're a Gemara, it's Shinei Kodesh and Bailim. So Bugufo, the Maskana of our Gemara seems to be, at first I thought so. The Maskana, no, depends on Maskana, a Machshava can't be Psul Bugufo. Which we can have better at, because we say, ah, Psul Bugufo, like a Trefa, is Psulo Bugufo. Right? Tuma will be Psul Bugufo. You did something to the actual physical karma, right? It is now Tuma, it is now Trefa. Machshava Alma, that's not good. We wouldn't say that's psulo b'gufo in the more physical sense. The problem is, right, is that there are skiras galore on both sides to this whole issue. There's the Gemara from Daf Sama, Beis of Aleph. It's not good to have skiras in general, Josh, but it's really not good to have skiras between Daf Sama, Aleph, and Daf Sama, Beis. Right, like that's particularly problematic. Daf Sama, Beis, the Gemara is going to ask, what exactly is the difference between Shinoi Kodesh and Shalol Oklav, and one of the answers that Gemara will give, I think the first thing the Gemara is going to say, is that Shina Kodesh, is Shina Shem, is Psulo Begufo, while Shalol Oklav is absolute Begufo. So it's yelling and screaming, what happened to Machshava Ma'alva? I thought we said that if I have Machshava Ma'alva, I can't call Psulo Begufo. Well, Shina Kodesh is Machshava Ma'alva, Shina Bailo is Machshava Ma'alva, Shalol Oklav is Machshava Ma'alva. So why on earth would the Gemara contrast Shinei Kodesh and Shinei Bailin, it says, you can't call up Psulo Begufo, because they're both Machshavos. But then we bring in Shalokha, we say, oh, Shikodesh, Shulagupa, Shalokha is not. And they're all about Shabba, they're all. Right? That's one huge problem. Marasov Beis, which says Shikodesh is Shulagupa. To make it more complicated, the Gemara Adach Mem Ches says you have the Kivsei Atzeres, the two very special carbon shlamims of the Tzibor, which are brought together with the Shnei Alatam on Shavuos. And the Gemara says over there, I don't know if that's the exact line of the Gemara, where is it? The type. And then if they're shafted, Shalot and Mitzvasan, they require Ibur Tzibor. You do not burn them right away. You need to wait until you have to give it a psulina, not wait till nightfall, and then you burn. Rashi explains that just means these are not psula begufo. That's a classic litmus test. This is psula begufo or not. So the shafted shalot commits vasan. Rashi understands, at least in the first day, that means the shafted shalot is shalom. And then just means that the Gemara is black and white saying, Kivsei Atzeres, shalot lishma, are not psula begufo. Therefore, they require Ibur Tzurim.
This is the mythical.
So hold. There are any questions? Actually, let's talk about that. So we have every possibility, right?
That's not ideal, right?
That is not ideal. That is not something that passes on their base. Right. Ideal is sort of permanent acceptance. Yeah. Sorry, there's a lot going on. Sorry, that's just the way the city works. So we have three Gemaras and three Dayas. Right? On the one hand, we have Menachos Nemchas, which is telling us Shirei Kodesh is not Psul Begufo, straight up, so needs Ibur Tzura. On the other hand, we have Psachim Samach Beis, which says Shirei Kodesh is Psul Begufo, as opposed to Shalola Ochma. And then in the mushy middle, we have our Gemara, which at first suggested that Shirei Kodesh was Psul Begufo, relative to Shinui Machlim. And in the last Gana, it said, Machshava De'al. So what are we going to do with this whole text? Right? Literally three Gemaras and three views of whether Shinui Kodesh is Tzulu Gufa. So, it all boils down to, basically, the Tosos on that Dalet, Rashi Tosos, Hashidu Gubat says, and Riz in B'dach. So let's quickly go through what they say. So the Tosos in Tzvachim, Tosos and does not ask from Menachos, so that keeps things simple. Tosos and Zvachim just asks from the two Gemaras of Zvachim, which contradict each other. At first, he wants to be Yashiv by dismissing Shalola Oklav. Shalola Oklav is even more extraneous than Shinui Bayim, right? So we talk about this in Seder a whole lot. The general idea, the mushroom we gave, was that first we compared Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bayim. At first we thought that Shinui Kodesh was much stronger than Shinui Bayim. They said, no, they're both about Shabbat Ba'al. So said, it's like Shinui Kodesh is 5'8", and Shinui Bayim is 5'6". Is Shinui Kodesh taller than Shinui Bayim? Yes. Are we going to call Shinui Kodesh tall? No, because the guy who's 5'8", even though he's next to the guy who's 5'6", he's not tall. Right? He's a little bit taller, but he's not tall. So who is it now? We're not going to call it Sulo Begufo. Both of them are Rashava Be'al. Rashava Be'al, that means you're taller than 5'. You can't be 16. Sorry. Okay, I wish I was 15. I'm not. Okay, Shinui Kodesh is not 69. But then you put it next to Shlomo Ochlov. But it says, Shlomo Ochlov, and the guy who needs to go to the dentist. That's like the weakest tool ever. Even after Shlita, the guy goes to the dentist between now, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Arab Pesach, okay? Get an appointment, go to the dentist, be able to eat. That night, you'll have a good time. Right? Even after the Karmel Shechta, you can still, you're still able to eat from it. That's a super weak psul. That psul is like 4'10". So, if you have a 5'8" psul, Shinui Kodesh, so, yeah, compared to Shinui Bayim, we're not going to call it psul of Gufo, because they are both Machshav of Alma, one is 5'8", one is 5'6". But compared to Shmuel Ofa, little 4'10" midge over here, we're going to call that psul of Gufo. Right? That's basically the first answer to us. The Tosa says, well, that's very nice. But whatever you answer for Shinui or Shlomo Ochlov also needs to fit all the other psulim of the Mishnah. Arel, Tameh, Nuyid, those guys are just as problematic as Shinui Bayim. Those guys are not coming back into the garden. right? If you're Shalom Nuya when they're shechted, you're done. You are done. So those are not 4 for 10. So why are those not called Shalom? So Tosfos says, okay, we need to change course a little bit. It's really interesting, because what Tosfos really does is they kind of bring in some Rambam into Pesukim Shir Bayit. Because Tosfos says, initially, you're trying to be Ashay, why is Shir Bayit here and Shalom there? Initially, we pushed away Shalom. So that kind of goes to the depths. Now we say, no, the Olam, Shir Bayit is going to be elevated. Shir Bayit says, the Zrika is for, and there's a shame bialim on the Zrika. That already sounds like it's no, to some degree, no gain to the karma. This really could work maybe for the Mishnah Malach, which is saying it's not a totally extraneous school. It is a somewhat intrinsic school, not to the same degree as the Rambam, but the karma's kapara is for Reuven, and that is more begufo. So it's a difficult concept. Tosfos is like trying to get it across because it's very solid. The other thing is that the kapara of the bialim is more begufo than who happens to be in the chabur. Who's in the chabur? That is nothing. It's a karm pasach. The karm pasach is a karm pasach, and some guys are in one chabura, and some guys are in another chabur. What chabur you're in does not really affect the karm pasach itself. But to some degree, the kapara of the karbon is there. It's tricky because the process is not the Rambam, right? The extremes are always the easiest ones to understand. And the Rambam is one which is extreme. It's Mamish, you have Shane Carlin, Shane Bailam, it's all part of the same thing. Process is still a hierarchy, but saying at least, you know, Shane Bailam gets into the room while Shalola, Oklev, and Arelim, Menuyim, etc. does not. Okay, I'll skip the third answer because I don't really understand it. And let's just talk about, for 2 minutes, we'll talk about the Gemara in Menachos and what the Rishonim did. So again, there we have the other problem. Right, Menachos, the Gemara tells us, seems to tell us, the way Rashi first understands it, if it is being shechted, Shalom, and it's Mas, it means that we're shechting the Kibsei Atzeres, right? The Shlomims for Shavuos, which the Gemara says, have a Hekesh Tachatas, because Torah says, on Shavuos, you bring a Chatas, and you bring two sheep as a Shalom. So the Gemara says, since there's a Hekesh Tachatas, so Shalola, it sounds like it's saying, Shalola Shema is a problem. It really sounds like what we're saying, that Shachlom, Shalokim, and Tzvasan, they're puzzle, just like Chathas. And then the question is, do you burn them right away, or do they need Iber Tzura? I.e., do you burn them right away equals Tzula Begufo, or do you wait till tomorrow? Iber Tzura equals not Tzula Begufo. In which case, the Maskar of the Gemara is, Shemkodesh is not Tzula Begufo. So that's a straight-up Sphira. Safet Sanfei says Shir Kodesh is Tzulubufo. Menachos Sanfei says it's not Tzulubufo. So what on earth do we do with that? There are four answers. We'll go through them. Tosos, easiest answer. I ran mentioned the Gemara Pesachim Ayin Gilma before. Tosos says, if you go to Pesachim Ayin Gilma Beis, you see how important the whole world of Tamanishka is to the general need of instruction. Tosos says, you go to Ayin Gilma Beis. And Rabba Bar Avua there has a data that even Pigel requires Ibor Tzura. Even Pigel is absolutely. So in other words, Tosas, there's Mahoga Amaroy. There's a rogue Amora, Rabba Bar Avua, who thinks that Shire Kodesh is an absolute Gufa. And he thinks that Pigel is an absolute Gufa. And that Rabba who is the Mandamar and Sachamayan Beis, is the Amora for Menachos and Tessavis. Why is there a stira between Menachos and Tess? And Sachem Samachal from Sachem Samachal and Sachem Dalek? No problem. Different Amora. Who's talking in our Gemara? Who's talking in our Gemara? We know who's talking in our Gemara. Rabba is talking in our Gemara. Rabba is not masculine. Rabba Maravu. Problem solved. No problem. And Sachem Samachal, it's a Riochanan. Riochanan, Rabba, they are classic Amora. They do not agree with the radical view of Rabba Maravu. He thinks, Rav Arakua thinks that Shina Kodesh is not Tzulubufo, and even Pigel. Don't ask me that. Done, end of story. Right? That's true. Very, very simple. Very, very straightforward. And there you go. Now, it's not so great, because they're saying this whole Gemara of Ches is not only Melchisa. You have to invent the Melchisa Meroim, so that's difficult. that's what Tosas right there. If you look at the Shita Miku Metzes, Shimetzes has a different suggestion. And you put it all together, basically what Shita Metzes is saying is that we can't, the Shita Gufo is not a yes or no question. It's a hierarchy. Right? You have some psulim which are more inherent. You have some psulim which are less inherent. And then there's a whole range. There's a spectrum. So whenever we ask Sula Bagufa Sulas, you always need to say compare to what?
Similar to
Dosis Shrek's little bit. Similar to Dosis and Zvaka. Just that it develops exactly. You know, you put it together. So we're gonna have the most Sula Bagufa, we're gonna have Higgle. Higgle Sula Bagufa. Then Shia Kodesh. Then Shinui Bailim. It's important because Shinui Vesas there says even the Maskana that Shinui Bailim is less of a Sula Bagufa than Shinui Kodesh. And then Shlolopa, right, will have a range of Mashavas. In terms of how much it is
Shlolopa. Is more Bagufa Pesachet Parse?
What?
Eagle is more Bagufa Pesachet Parse. Right.
So I assume it's both Chutzlis Mano and Chutzlis Komo. Why is it more Bagufa? I would guess because it's not Bagufa Pesachet. Right. In other words, and if that's true, right, then this day of the Shiva Metzes really works very nicely with the Mishnah Lama. Because then you just say, we ask Psul Gufo, what does this mean? Is how strong is this Psul? And then we just have a hierarchy of Psul. Right? And so the gap between Shinui, between Pigul and Shinui Kodesh will be the question of Iber Tzura. And maybe the gap between Shin Kodesh and Shiloh and Shin Bailin is, will the Posel be Nohig in all of those? Or will the Posel be Nohig only in three? Right? You could, this Mishnah works very nicely with this whole hierarchy concept. Just the last two suggestions for how to understand the Gemara both come from the Grizz. Right? The Grizz that I put in the bracket for our poets, we just named 4 and 6. The Grizz has one suggestion, it's one that he likes a lot, it's very important to us. No, we're going to talk about Psul Gufo. So, you know, we like talking about, from Dr. Salvechik, that one word can mean different things. So, you know, a house can mean either a physical house, a building, or it can mean a house of Rothschild, or it can mean a dynasty. So the Grizz just says, Psul Gufo can mean two different things. Psul Gufo can mean whether this is an internal psul or an external psul, conceptually. And that's what Hardcore is talking about. Shinui Kodesh versus Shinui Bailim, right? Is this on the Karban? Is this on the Bailim? Etc. Chris has agrees, when we're talking about burning the Karban, we're talking about the Nafkamina Nafkam class, Psul Bagufo means very literally. Is the psul in the meat of the Karban. You want to burn this Karban now? This is a Karban. You want to burn carbon now, you can't just burn a country, you can't do that. So if you want to burn it now, the Grizz says, you need to literally sulo begufa. It needs to be aser b'achilu. You need pigul. You need toma. You need a problem in the physical, not the carbon. The meat itself, the Grizz suggests, has to have a psul, i.e. you can't eat it. Right, there's an Isser Achila Shabbat.
What was the first thing? Isser Achila.
But the only Isser Achila is Psul HaMikdash. So that's certainly logic. You can't say, I can't eat it because it's possible. Right, it's possible because I can't eat it. Pigul is a, there's an Isser eating pig. So that's Psul HaMikdash. Right, obviously anything that's possible I can't eat. But is the Psul target the Basar, the meat itself? Right, is there an Isser that really creates the Psul? Pigle you have, right? You can't eat pigle. There's a carrot in pigle. There's an Isser of Achilas Tamim. So the Grizz suggests maybe that's what the Gemara means on that memorize. You want to talk conceptually? Is it an internal Psul, external Psul? Yeah, that's the Gemara. It's in Zvachim and Psacham Tzachbez, Shinei Kodesh, Shinei Bailim, Shalom Ochlach, Shalom Nuyah. Very nice conceptual discussion. Want to know, Tachlis, can I burn this beautiful kachim meat right here. So that is the psula begufo conversation. That class, and not listening to that, it has to be, the psula has to actually adhere in the buster of the carpet itself. Now, iser, the psula has to focus on the achila. Psula medashin, the iser achila is a consequence. So,
not necessarily.
No,
there's a shaved pickle.
Yeah,
it's just a downgrade.
Right, exactly. It's a lot. It's just like Kari, it's a lot.
It's also a lot.
Where's your love to eat? Where's your love
to eat? Where's your
love to eat? Person
is
illegal
against Paris. I mean, it's a
whole. Just a whole. Soul is no specific Isra meaning, it's just that all possible ones can eat.
Right.
But it's a Kuzakom, there's a specific Isra called me a
Kuzakom. Right, exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
And there's an Isra called Yechashiv to have a Mahashava that creates a Shemish from the Shemiyashiv. But there's no way that tells you they can't eat Basa that had a Mahashava Shemiyashiv. It's supposed to pickle. There's a plus success meaning they all call Yoko. If you have that Kabana and then you eat it, you get Karis.
Right, that's the point. Is the when you say psulufo, is the psul directly targeting the basa, right? Versus is the psul targeting the karma? And the melee can't eat it. Maybe, right? In case of the psul, not in case of the you can't eat it, the melee. But it's not that the psul was focusing on basa. It's not. It's a lab of specifically the shalosh. The other suggestion that you're saying, so this will close, it's very important because this comes back to the whole, question which again, we always have in mind. Are we talking about a wholesale, or are we just talking about a lack of lishma? So, the Greek suggests that when the Gemara in Menachos links, Kivsei Atzeres, Chatas, it was not linking the wholesale of Chatas to the wholesale of Kivsei Atzeres. Rather, it was just saying that just like when it comes to chatas, there's no fallback option. So too, when it comes to shlamim, there's no fallback option. So this kivsei atzeres, memela will be possible. There's nothing I can do with it. Just like I cannot bring a chatas as a nedava, so too I cannot bring the kivsei atzeres as a nedava. That's what I learned from chatas. It's like Bilam's donkey. Right? I cut off any avenue, so Mela, the Shlum, has nowhere to go, so it's stuck, so I can't bring it. But that's all we learn from Chatas. Chatas just cuts off the escape avenue. We do not learn from Chatas that there is an active post cell. The active post cell we only have by Chatas and we only have by Shlum. So that's the second suggestion that the Grizz makes.
This is also in the piece.
This is the piece that he develops more at length. It fits the lashon of the Gemara very nicely, because why is the Gemara saying Nasu Shelo Kimitzvasa? In all shots, we talk about Shelo Lishma, we say Shashachtan Shelo Lishma. So why does the Gemara have the lashon of Shashachtan Shelo Kimitzvasa? So this is the risk of trying to develop. You put together the lashon. And the fact that this is not psulo begufo, as opposed to all the Gemaras of Shashim is psulo begufo, and that's the maskana that the Grizz really fights hard to try to come out. Now, when we did this in YU, so I was asking Rosa, I was very excited about this, and he agreed with me. This Grizz does seem to contradict the Grizz of Maisa Kamados, the radical idea that the Grizz had, that there is always the stumble, the shema, right? The maskana that I wanted to have, because I really thought that was the easy way to understand the Zogia, was that there is a postal of Shalom Lishma, but there also, the postal of Shalom Lishma gets rid of the Stama, which was like the super passionate stuff where I had Zachin. So that seems to be exactly what the Grizz has over here. There's a postal of Shalom, of Chata Shalom Lishma. What happens to Kibsi Atzeres? There's no postal, but the Stama option is not available. Right? The generic fallback is totally gone. So, Mamela is possible. What do you mean Mamela is possible? Stama Lashma, prepare the day. No Stama Lashma. So, he agreed with me when we did this, that this needs to have a different run over there. So, that's good, because instead of when we learn I learned, I understand the Gemara differently from the Grizz. That's okay. Or maybe, well, I can even say that the Grizz himself, in an absolute fashion, learns the Sigma of the Gemara differently from the Grizz in my Sigma house. Okay, well, stop here. You're just covered.